Hey everybody, this is Emma from The Big Bellied Yogi, a podcast that shows you that it is possible to follow your dreams, be active, and be healthy at any size. As a yoga teacher who dares to show up in life in a larger body, I'm keen to share my life experiences, expert research, and practical lifestyle and fitness tips so you can feel comfortable in your body, no matter your size. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my loves. It's Emma here, and I'm really excited to present this week's episode, which is called From Body Love to Body Respect, Which One is Better? And I want to talk about lots of different words we might hear or read about or see on social media about how to feel about our bodies, and sort of talk a little bit about my own personal evolution in this area as well, because I think it's really important to show that it's okay to change your mind. You know, so like if you've been dieting your whole life, it's okay to decide you don't want that anymore. Or, you know, if you've gone through a phase, which I kind of went through a little bit, that you're sort of in denial about how you feel about your body, it's okay to change your mind about that too. So really, when I say which one is better, it's kind of a trick title, because there isn't one that's better than the other. Like, they're all better, in quotes, than feeling body shame all the time or body hate all the time or feeling guilty about your body or what you've put into your body or what you haven't done for your body. So I think all of these are great. I think some might have some more positive kind of aspects to them, but I think they're all really good. And I think I would love you to think about this as you're listening, about the different words that I'm talking about and which ones really resonate for you. And if you are still in that kind of really negative mindset about your body, which one of these do you aspire to right now, knowing that you can change your mind? And I'll talk about this as we go through the actual episode. So as I said, I'm going to talk about body love, body positivity, body neutrality, and body respect, and just talk about how they're kind of all the same in some ways, because they're all things that aren't negative about your body, but how they're actually quite different as well. So let's get started with body love. Now, if you've been following me for a while, you will know that for a very long time, that's what I was talking about, which was body love. And this is the unconditional positive feelings and positive regard for your body. And as I said, I used to talk about this a lot, but nowadays I can see that it's quite unrealistic. And this is because of weight stigma. So it's very hard for people in larger bodies to feel unconditional positive regard for something that society is telling you to hate. I believe that we can feel love for our bodies from time to time, but it might not be something that we can aspire to feel all of the time. And I think for me, in my own personal journey with moving away from hating my body, I think for me that it was kind of like that, you know, elastic band reaction, that rebound. I went from one direction to another. And now I'm kind of rebounding, not as far back to hating my body, but sort of coming back to a more realistic place. But I think I needed to go to that body love place first to get to where I am now. Because even when I was in the body love mindset, I was kind of still quite obsessed with my body. And I still kind of deep down believed that if I just loved my body enough, it would look the way I wanted it to. And, you know, a few years later now, I can look at that and the research that I've done and, you know, the books that I'm reading now and, you know, the actual scientific research that supports a lot of what I'm saying nowadays sort of says that you can't really love your body into one that you want it to look like. You can feel better about your body and it can help you walk around in the world with your head held high. It can make a huge difference, but it's not going to change the way your body looks, just like dieting isn't going to do that over the long term either. So for some people, I think body love can be kind of like toxic positivity, in that you're not really feeling your real feelings. You're trying to be positive all the time. You're trying to love yourself all the time. But if you're really in touch with who you are and how you feel and your body, you'll know that some days you have good days, some days you have bad days, and it's really hard to love yourself all the time. So that means that like when you're dieting, you're kind of failing some of the time when it comes to body love, because it's kind of hard to always love your body. Now, I just want to say that if you genuinely feel you have unconditional positive regard and love for your body, I'm really happy for you, and I'm glad that that's happening for you. So I'm not trying to disregard this completely. I think that some people can get to this place, and that's fantastic. But I guess I don't want people trying to get to this place in the same kind of obsessive way that they used to try and get to a certain body size with dieting. So I know this is a huge turnaround from where I used to be, but I guess, as I said, I think it's important to understand that we all evolve and things change and grow, and that is okay. It really is okay. So that's body love. The next one I want to talk about is body positivity. And this is a social movement that advocates for the acceptance of all bodies, regardless of size, shape, skin tone, gender, or physical abilities. And it's really rooted in fat rights activism. And it started in the 60s, where people were saying, look, just because we're fat doesn't mean we don't deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. So it seeks to challenge like traditional beauty standards, which are constructed by society, which you could argue are constructed by this patriarchal society that, you know, where sort of women are looked at through men's gazes, or, you know, we don't accept, you know, gender fluidity and things like that. And it's also rooted in the idea of body positivity that our bodies shouldn't determine our worth or our value. Something that's happened though in the body positivity movement in the last few years is that it has kind of been co-opted a lot by diet culture, and the fat activism in the 60s and the, you know, 70s and 80s, there was a lot of influence by people of color, but it's now been co-opted a lot by white people, thin people, people with ability, you know, who are quite fit or that kind of thing. So unfortunately, if you just say follow a hashtag of body positivity on Instagram, you might get flooded with a lot of information that's not actually body positivity. It's telling you, oh, if only you lose a bit of weight, or if you look after your body by going on a harsh diet or full on exercise plan, that's when you're going to feel positive about your body. So I think I love body positivity because it is rooted in this activism, and I've got this real activism streak in me, and I will always have that. So I love that side of it, but I'm also a bit annoyed how it's been co-opted by people who aren't really body positive. And I guess the other thing I want to talk about just briefly is that sometimes body positivity can encourage that toxic positivity as well. It's kind of ignoring the fact that people in larger bodies are subjected to weight stigma a lot of the time, and that we have good days and bad days in our bodies. So I love it because of the activism, but I'm a little bit wary of it because it does seem a little bit like it's glossing over the fact that we have good days and bad days. But again, love the activism. Get into it if that's what you're into as well. And be honest about it. You know, don't try and co-opt body positivity into meaning that you're going to lose weight and then you'll be positive. Just remember that it's really about accepting yourself as you are. All right, the third one I want to talk about is body neutrality. And I guess this is a little bit of a reaction towards both body love and body positivity. And it is exactly as it's described. It's feeling neither positively or negatively about your body. It's acknowledging that your body is only a part of who you are. So sometimes, and this was me when I was talking about body love a lot, where, you know, my body was everything. That's all I could think about. And body neutrality is saying that our bodies are only part of us. You know, we have a mind and we have jobs that for most of us have nothing to do with our bodies. You know, like there's lots that we have in our lives that have nothing to do with our bodies. I know we carry our bodies with us everywhere, but, you know, it's not the sole focus of our lives, or it shouldn't be the sole focus of our lives. And I guess, you know, I know from my past lifetime of dieting and full-on exercise, my body was everything all the time. And that it was a toxic, negative thing. Then I moved into body love, which was a more positive thing. But again, my body was still everything all the time. And I've moved through that into, I'm not quite in body neutrality. I'll talk about where I'm at in a second. But body neutrality is great because, again, it's just letting us have more in our lives than just the way our bodies look. So body neutrality is accepting your body as it is. So there's a bit of a crossover with body positivity, and it allows people to not have to really engage in body talk or think about their body too much, apart from noticing that you have one, of course, and that it needs to be cared for so that it can function well, so that you can go and do your job, or you can look after your family, or you can do the hobbies that you like to do. And of course, caring for your body from a body neutrality perspective doesn't just include, you know, the outside physical aspects of your body, but also your mental health as well is very important in this body neutrality space. So I love body neutrality because, you know, I think one of the really damaging parts of diet culture is that we think about our bodies too much. And there's so much more going on in the world than just the way our bodies look or how healthy we are, you know? And there's only so much we can do actually to make our bodies healthy. So, you know, it's about 25% of our body, the way our bodies are actually determined by what we do. So, you know, for some of us, we spend a lot more than 25% of our time thinking about it. So I really like body neutrality for that reason. It kind of shows us, reminds us that there's more to life than just the way our bodies look. But the fourth one I want to talk about is body respect. And I think this is where I am. I find it really hard to just be body neutral because, of course, I'm a personal trainer and I'm a yoga teacher and I'm a health coach. And so these are my areas of interest and expertise. And so I'm always going to be thinking about those things. And so it's really hard for me to just be neutral about it. I feel like for me personally, I need to be more active about bodies than just being neutral. So I'm really firmly in the body respect camp. And I feel for me personally, it kind of combines body positivity and body neutrality with a touch of body love in there. So it's treating your body with dignity. It's being gentle and kind, compassionate and accepting. So it's accepting your body as it is right now. And it's being gentle and kind because and compassionate because we are surrounded by all these messages that we should have a thinner body, we should be fitter, all those kind of things. So it's accepting the body we have, but being kind to ourselves when we feel like shit about our bodies because we've read an article or we've seen a picture or something like that. Body respect also kind of asks us to take pride in our bodies for what it does. And of course, we've all got different abilities. And, you know, it's hard for me as a fully able-bodied person to comment on what it's like not to be. But, you know, I've had bouts of very serious illness where I couldn't do much. So I understand a little bit, but not at all what it's like to live in a permanently disabled body. But it's to take pride in your body for what it can do for you and look after it because it's doing this stuff for you. So, you know, it's slightly different to neutrality, because we should be happy we can do our hobbies or hug our families or cook a good meal. And then we should also take care of our bodies so we can continue to do that in the future. Body respect also looks at taking pride in your appearance, but for internal gratification. So it's not to fit in with society's expectations of fashion or the size you should be or gender expectations. It's more to do with you kind of expressing yourself and being who you truly are. So I love that that body respect contains this element of like taking pride in your appearance. So it doesn't mean you need to get yourself down to a size 10, but you know, everyone's different, but that's something I've kind of struggled with over the years, is like, I like doing my hair and I like wearing makeup and I like wearing nice clothes. And instead of thinking I have to look a certain size or a certain way to be able to wear fashionable clothes, I'm now at a point where I'm like, you know, I like my body most of the time. Sometimes I love it even, and I want it to look good. So I'm going to look after it, and I'm going to put face masks on, and I'm going to wear nice clothes and, you know, present myself, because I respect myself and I want to present myself well to the public. So really, body respect is allowing yourself to be truly you. So disregarding all the societal expectations, which again is really hard, which is why we need that kindness and compassionateness, is that a word? And gentleness, you know, for those times when we don't feel like we're accepted by society. So I love you to think about these basic ideas of body respect, and I've taken these directly from the book Intuitive Eating, and I'm really excited because in my next episode I'm actually going to do a bit of a book review about intuitive eating, because it might sound like it's just talking about food, but there's so much in this book. I can't wait to share it with you. But here are some basic premises of body respect. 1, my body deserves to be fed. And it does. And we need food to live. My body deserves to be treated with dignity. So that's going back to those times when you feel crap about your body because it doesn't look like the magazines, or that's a bit old fashioned to say now, doesn't it? Doesn't look like people on social media or on TV. My body deserves to be dressed comfortably and in a style I like. Now, I just want to put a caveat in here. I know for people in large bodies that the amount of clothes they can choose from is a lot less than people in normal, in quotes, sized bodies or smaller sized bodies. So this part can be really hard for people who are in larger bodies. But fortunately, there are a lot more fashion based brands that are offering larger sizes. And no matter your size, you deserve to be dressed comfortably, for one. I remember back when I was in diet culture land in my brain all the time, and I worked in corporate, I used to wear black pants that were too small for me. And I used, because I'm like, I'm gonna lose my weight any day now. And I would be sitting at my desk all day with these pants is digging into me and just feeling like crap all day, reminding myself of how fat I am and what a loser I am and how lazy I am. None of those things were true, but that's what I was thinking at the time. So if I'd just gotten a size up, you know, how different my life would have been. I wouldn't have been beating myself up 24/7. So you deserve that too. My body deserves to be touched affectionately with my consent and with respect. My body deserves to move comfortably to the extent that it is possible. So I'm really loving body respect now. And as I said at the beginning, I'm grateful to my time in the body love camp, because I think that's what I really needed at that time, was that radical acceptance of my body, even though when I look back on it now, I wasn't really accepting my body. Like I kept thinking, oh, if I just... it'll change. And now I'm really at that point where it's probably not going to change, and that's okay. I love, you know, I do actually love my body most of the time, but more than that, I respect it and I want it to function well. So if we tie this all back to yoga, because I guess, you know, this podcast is called The Big Bellied Yogi, I would have to say that a good yoga class will help you feel respect for your body, because it's helping you to move gently and it's allowing you to do this in your own way. So you're not being told you should hold your body in a certain position. Although there are some yoga classes that will do that. There's some sort of types of yoga that are very precise, but if you find the right one for you, you can just move your body in the way that feels right for you. It invites you to wear comfy clothes. You know, you don't have to be a fashion plate to turn up to a good yoga class. And it's bringing that mindfulness to your body so you can really start to feel how it feels, noticing when it's feeling good, noticing when it's not feeling good, and really bringing, you know, allowing yourself that respect. Learning not to push yourself too hard, learning to push yourself just enough. You know what I mean? So I'd love to know where do you fit in? You know, do you feel like you resonate more with body love, body positivity, that activism, that body neutrality? You're just willing to like not have your body be much of a thing in your life? Or are you in the body respect camp? And again, I have no judgment, whichever one you think is great. Or I can almost guarantee that a number of you that are listening to this still feel quite negatively towards your body. And so if you're listening and you're in that camp, where would you like to end up? And again, no judgment, which one resonates most with you? So there'll be a link in the show notes if you're listening to this on a podcast app. Otherwise, if you're listening on my website, you'll see there's a comment section. So click on the link or just go to the comments section and let me know what you think. Where are you at? Where do you want to be? What do you think of the different types of, you know, feeling more positively towards your body? What do you think of the four different types and which one would you like to be in? I'd love to know what you think. So thank you so much for listening. And remember, next week's going to be a very special episode with my review of the book Intuitive Eating. And I can't wait to speak to you then. Take care.
The Big Bellied Yogi is brought to you by me, Emma Paulette, an anti-diet personal trainer, health coach, and yoga teacher. Head over to emmapaulette.com to download your free intuitive movement workout kit.